At this time, we're joined by, on a Monday, after 5:30, by Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist, to steer you through all your relationship issues. And this issue is mostly driven by you, the listeners, who give us your problems firsthand. And you can email me at thehardshoulder@newstalk.com, text me at 53106. You can retain your anonymity. Today's brief, terse email is quite a six marker. Hi, Stephanie. My partner of 4 years nearly always brings up his former wife when we're out for the night. Both of us are widowed. He's 5 years widowed. He's a very nice man. Should I tell him to stop or should I ignore this? It really spoils the night for me. ... Anonymous listener. Stephanie, you're welcome.
Hi, Ivan.
What are your thoughts?
Okay. Well, funny, when I read it first, I immediately thought about how this kind of situation comes up in other contexts, you know, in the context of divorce, where people keep talking either about their divorce or their ex-partner or all the negative feelings. So it does have parallels. And then people, single people, when someone keeps bringing up their ex, you know, it's for different reasons. And I think that's, you know, it can be much more around different issues, like, you know, keeping the person on their toes and all that. But this one is kind of, I think, really interesting because I suppose because it has grief involved. Now, I mean, there's two things. I got the impression, yes. So it's the woman who's writing, and I got the impression that she herself, of course, is widowed herself. So she knows something about grief. She doesn't say how long ago it is. So one can only presume she's kind of well through it. But nevertheless, this is a woman who has navigated that terrain. So she knows it. And she certainly is in a position to be understanding about it. And maybe she's just being, maybe just slightly too understanding by not raising it at all, because I don't think it's unkind or cruel to say something about this. So I would definitely be encouraging her towards that. The question is, I suppose you have to say to yourself, why would you not bring it up? You'd bring it up because it's something that's spoiling a night on a fairly regular basis. So it's important to bring it up.
Well, why do you think he's bringing it up?
Right. Well, I think he's bringing it up for other reasons.
Why?
I think that I would certainly, as a clinician, I would question whether he is, how would I say, if he's fully worked his way through the grief. If you have to bring the person up in conversation all the time, then it may be just that he likes to speak about her. He may just have, you know, grief that's not completely worked through.
It's nothing to do with the woman in front of him. It's just part of the bereavement process.
Yes, I don't exactly. Yes, well,
he mightn't realize it's actually a bit offensive.
There may be just it's quite unconscious. It's kind of something going on in him where when he's really enjoying himself, maybe with this new partner, that a bit of him feels a little bit funny and nostalgic. Or often, like, I've worked with quite a few men even at the moment who are in grief, and they would often say it's just the guilt. It's not guilt that they did anything or guilt that they were bad husbands or anything like that, but that they would feel just guilty that they're going on without them. So there can feeling.
That's not imagined. I mean, like,
yes,
both my mother and mother-in-law are widowed. And I would have thought that generation would put a kind of loyalty premium on their deceased partner.
Yeah.
Do you understand my point?
Oh, yes, I do. Yes. And as you say, new relationships maybe weren't exactly there, depending on their age group, that is quite a new, you know, it's in this time that people do repartner more. But they're both widowed, they're both free, and they're both obviously building a very nice relationship. But I would encourage the woman to kind of think through. First of all, I think the man does need some, I would suggest he needs some help, some counselling around what he is, you know, what the reasons
why. Should she suggest that?
Yes. She may not be the one, look, she may not be the person who can, you don't want to be a therapist to your, you know, partner. You want to go out and have fun, and you want to have a nice time, and you want to be on equal footing. That's really how it is. So I would be kind of encouraging her to encourage him to perhaps talk to somebody else about it, so that it's not always right there in, you know, in the room or the dinner.
I mean, like, it could be inadvertent. I mean, like, God forbid, if anything happened to Deirdre after 32 years of marriage, if I ever did shack up with someone else, or anyone was foolish enough to shack up with me, it'd kind of never be the same, surely.
Well, I wouldn't completely agree with you, to be honest. And as you know, I'm in a second marriage as well. And I would say, passed away as well. So it is a little bit similar.
Sorry, I'm not likely to have the parenting experience, the life experience that you're going to have.
But this woman does.
Yeah.
This woman does,
And I don't know if anything happened to me, if I'd like Deirdre to shack up with someone else. Is that dog in the manger?
Well, I would be completely the opposite to you, I have to say. I really believe you should. People, life is for living. You know, it's not a disrespect to the person who you have loved. Just because that love has ended and just because that life has ended, it's not a disrespect to them to move forward and be happy. And interestingly, I was talking with somebody the other day who was in grief, and I thought she described it very well. She said that, you know, she said grief can live alongside happiness. She said the two things can live together and be there at the same time. And I thought that was very good. So could I just say one thing I would mention to this woman is, before you bring it up, before you bring up the discussion, it's always important not to do it in the heat of the moment. Don't do it on the Saturday night when you're out, but rather sit down and say to yourself, something we often coach people to do a little bit, is to write down 10 statements yourself in preparation for having the discussion so that she's clear about what it is for her. And just to write down something like, when you talk about your ex, it makes me feel, and finish the sentence, as they say in school. And write 10 of those, and you will. And what you will find is it will take the heat out of it, you know, and it will
to
make
to soften the soundbite.
Well, no, but write it down for herself,
you
so
know,
that,
I know that
she
yeah.
can, so she can sort of get closer to what it is that's hurting her or that's upsetting her, because she's just saying here it spoils the night. Well, I'm saying, what does it spoil? Does it spoil the mood? Does it spoil the romance? Does it make her feel that she's not special?
Jealous.
Does it make her feel, well, does it make her feel something? It could be jealousy or, you know, just a feeling that maybe, you know, that the man isn't completely present with her. So she needs to elaborate that so that she can give it to him straight and in a positive way, not in a kind of a fighting way.
OK.
That would be my view.
I'm speaking to Stephanie Regan. We cover this relationships expert. If you have a problem, a predicament that you'd like to bring to us, the hard shoulder, please email me at newstalk.com. Let's do, in absolute confidence and in anonymity, on the issue of exes in general, like
yes.
there is a particular sensitivity around bereavement and widow and widowhood yeah. and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Is it ever okay to bring up about your ex in a non-bereavement context?
Well, I think couples will generally chat about exes, but not in great detail. And, you know, not in kind of, as they say, high relief detail. I don't think anybody needs that. But I certainly find you see it sometimes in couples who are having some difficulties, that there's quite a little bit of reference to past relationships.
My ex was great in bed.
Yeah, but kind of. No, but you know, and kind of, it's a way of sort of letting the guy or the girl know that you're still in the comparison business. You know, you're still making comparisons. And I think that it's a way of unsettling the other person. I don't think it's a good thing.
It sounds like a complete no-no.
Well, it would be a no-no for me. I mean, there's nothing wrong with mentioning the person or, you know, if it comes up in a natural context, but not in a frequent way and certainly not in a comparison.
What if the reality is that they got burned in the previous relationship? It wasn't they that called it off and they're still hankering after it?
Well, all the more reason why you wouldn't want to hear about it,
yeah.
because you may feel they're not over the person, whereas often, you know, the person you're with may be the one who initiated it, as you say, and initiated the ending. So you kind of know they've left that relationship for good reasons. But if you feel they were dumped, as you often put it, then you might feel that they're not over them.
And so therefore, if you have an unequal relationship like that, but one yeah. side still loves the person deeply,
yes.
what advice do you
the
give
ex
them?
Loves yeah, the ex.
No. In, say the new relationship,
yes.
but you can still see one of the partners is hankering after an ex, but the infatuation is with the kind of, you know, other person in the existing relationship. Mm. What advice do you give them?
I'm not sure I follow that equation completely that you've got there. But
yeah.
What I would say is if a person is not a very like this, I'd parallel it the very same. It is up to you. If I'm in a relationship with a guy, it is up to him to work through his issues, to come clean, if you like, into the relationship. Or a girl, same thing. It's up to you to work through your grief, to work through your past relationships, your ex-wife, whatever it is, to tidy all that up. It doesn't mean you can't open your mouth about it.
I suppose my question is it a deal breaker?
Is it a deal breaker? What?
Is it a deal breaker if they're still hankering after an ex?
Well, I think it's not a deal breaker because that relationship is over, but nobody wants to feel their second best. And it is up to you to tidy up your own emotions, deal with your loss. The loss is you didn't get the love that you wanted in this relationship. It's now over. Are you ready to move on? If you're not ready to move on, you probably shouldn't be in a relationship letting this other girl know that she's second best.
Did a little birdie tell me you have a blog now as well?
I have a little blog. Yes, indeed. I tell you, it was last week. I just realised it sort of, you know, what we had talked about made me think about lots of other things. And I thought, I'll just write it up afterwards.
Yeah.
What else? And at a kind of a deeper level, the therapy issue, sort of what I feel might be going on for people. And I'll
do
the same with this.
How do you access the blog?
It's stephanieregan.ie/blog.
Okay. Right. Well, we look forward to having you again next week.
Thanks
and
so
as
much,
I say,
Evan.
Please do, in total privacy, give us your dilemma and predicament. And Stephanie, the hard shoulder at newstalk.com. As always, Stephanie, thank you. We'll have the business news next. But after six, cold snap coming, we'll have the savvy advice about your heating bills.